This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. It's time to take the relay of national amateur radio news from VK1WIA.
And this week, with all the latest happenings at WIA board level, Peter, VK4EA, one of your elected board members. Dennis, VK4AE, contest manager of the WIA John Moyle Field Day, reminds us 7th of April is the final date logs will be accepted, and please use the correct logging program. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. So let's buckle up and sally forth with this week's WIA National News. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
G'day, this is Peter, VK4EA, speaking on behalf of the WIA Board of Directors. We are pleased to announce registrations for the WIA AGM 2024 are now open. The WIA website has a front page item directing visitors to the AGM 2024 registration page. The Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club has done an awesome job with organising an event field weekend, which starts on Saturday, 4th of May 2024. And with apologies, I can't help myself. May the 4th be with you. Check out the BARC website for the full program. A few members of the board will be attending in person, and we look forward to catching up with everybody over the weekend. The board is looking for an IT manager and digital manager to help us modernise our IT platforms and increase our digital footprint. The role descriptions are in the latest AR magazine. If you think you can help us out or have any questions about the roles, please get in touch using my WIA email address, vk4ea@wia.org.au. So cheers for now. This has been Peter, VK4EA, on behalf of the WIA Board of Directors.
Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
This year, International Marconi Day, IMD, is on April 27. Italian inventor and electrical engineer Guglielmo Giovanni Maria Marconi, to give him his full name, was born on April 25, 1874. And is credited for inventing the radio telegraph system, creating Marconi's law, and sending the first wireless transmission over the open sea. IMD was created to honour Marconi and is hosted annually by the Cornish Radio Amateur Club, Golf X-Ray 4 Charlie Romeo Charlie. The purpose of the day is for amateur radio enthusiasts around the world to contact historic Marconi sites using communication techniques similar to those that he would have used. The 24-hour event will operate from 0100 UTC to 2359 UTC, but registration is required. Participants can register at Golf X-Ray 4, Charlie Romeo Charlie's registration webpage. Australia and the world, watch this space. The gongs just keep on coming. A couple of WIA National News broadcasts back, we announced how VK5 Delta Golf had been ranked in the top 50 rovers in the Gridmaster map rankings. Now further, Dave, VK5 Delta Golf, is now number 3 in the world for grids activated on MEO, i.e. Green Cube IO117. The first two place getters have done most of their operating maritime mobile. They work on ocean-going ships. VK5DG's is land only. Would seem our VK5 friend is a weapon to be aware of internationally when it comes to operating satellites portable. News from Washington, the FCC is looking into whether any security threats are being created by US mobile phones having access to satellites that are operated by adversarial foreign countries. Only access to the Galileo GNSS system in Europe has been approved. However, as early as 2018, FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel had expressed concern that chips in the US phones make them capable of operating with other nations' global navigation satellites. Hence the agency's concern. In another move, the FCC is not playing around when it comes to selling illegal signal jammers. The agency just went public with an investigation into Amazon and other major retailers for allegedly pushing these dodgy devices that could block your mobile phone signal, GPS and more. Typically advertised as drone deterrents or privacy tools, these nefarious gadgets are specifically designed to block radio frequencies. This has serious ramifications, cutting off cellular devices and GPS units and impacting emergency communication channels. So now maybe not your phone is blocked, but the sellers will be blocked. Jarvis Island, remember the call, November 5, Juliet. US Fish and Wildlife Services have granted a ham radio team permission to land on Jarvis Island for a 13-day de-expedition, starting around August the 1st, 2024. The date may change due to weather. Six RIB stations on the island, including a 160-metre station. 160 metres will be very challenging, but the transmission antenna will be a 45-foot-tall vertical without top loading. Wires can hurt birds. While this is a compromise antenna, it will be standing in salt water at most tides and should put out a decent signal. They also will have a 6-metre station with a 6-element Yagi. The on-island team will be augmented by 25 remote operators from Asia, Europe and North America, running CW and FT8. FT8 operations will use the Foxhound mode. Oh, and the important fact, call sign is November 5 Juliet, that is N5J. Jarvis Island was last on air way back in 1990. So good luck to George, Alpha Alpha 7 Juliet Victor, and Don November 1 Delta Golf, permit holders for this, the Jarvis Island NWR 2024 de-expedition. For VK1WIA National News in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW. And now to John, VK4JJW.
Weird and wonderful. Every 26 months, Earth and Mars come tantalisingly close by virtue of their relative orbits. The closest they've been in recent memory was a mere 55.7 million kilometres, a proximity not seen in 60,000 years. This when it happened in 2003. You know, we've been paying close attention to Mars for longer than 2003. All the way back in 1924, astronomers and scientists were contemplating another close flyby from the red planet, with radio then being the hot new technology on the block. The question was raised, should we be listening for transmissions from fellows over on Mars? Flashback to 1924, a time when the cosmos was less understood but no less marvelled at. Earth and Mars were drawing near, and with that, an ambitious, albeit quaint by today's standards, attempt to probe the red planet for signs of life was set into motion. The plan was to keep out a listening ear for potential Martian radio broadcasts. So USA orchestrated a grand gesture, just on a chance, National Radio Silence Day. The idea was that terrestrial radio transmission should be hushed as much as possible, such that any Martian transmissions might better be heard by radio operators. Citizens were urged to quiet their radio transmissions for the first 5 minutes of every hour. US naval stations were instructed to lend Earth's ears to the cosmos, noting and reporting any electrical phenomenon of unusual character across as wide band frequencies as possible. This was all in the hope that someone, somewhere, might hear a faint howdy or hello from a Martian. It was a moment of wide-eyed optimism. The hope was to hear a crackle from a speaker, some distant sound that told us somebody else was out there. The day was actually promoted as a 36-hour long period from August 21st to August 23rd. The United States Naval Observatory went as far as using a small airship to raise a radio receiver 1.8 miles into the air for better reception. Alas, with ears turned to the sky, the cosmos remained silent. Either the people on Mars were too busy to contact us, or they didn't want to make new friends. Or, as we assume today, there were simply no Martians to begin with. No Martian dispatches were received, and Earth was left to ponder the silence.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA news for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI provides this news bulletin on a range of frequencies from 160 metres through to 23 centimetres, along with relays via many regional VHF and UHF repeaters. We thank the operators of these systems for their time and effort. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Now, contest-wise, 2024. On this weekend, the WPX contest is based on an award offered by CQ Magazine for working all prefixes. Held on the last weekend of March, SSB, and May, CW, the contest draws thousands of entries from around the world. 7th of April is the final date the John Moore loss will be accepted.
This is Dennis, VK4AE, contest manager for the John Moyle Field Day 2024. Logs have continued to arrive. Those that already have been received seem to be fewer. The mixture is, as usual, about 50% home stations. The logs do not appear to have met with many delivery difficulties as in the past, and the direct email system seems to be working well. It is highly recommended that once you have submitted your log, you should check a bit later to see that your call sign has been added to the list of logs received. If your call is not on the list, then it is probable that it has not been received. A couple of logs have been submitted again in PDF. This is just an image and contains no more useful information to the contest than a picture of a flower. The data is not accessible electronically and hence unusable to me. In the same way, a number of logs were submitted for the VHF-UHF section using N1MM format that does not contain all the information required for the John Moyle rules and requires much extra work for the contest manager and the entrants to attempt to fix those logs. Some club stations were operated during the contest that have not yet provided a log. Perhaps in your log you have to rely on Mr. Somebody to get the log done. Get in touch and give him a hand. Get it finished and submitted. Have you considered getting a senior secondary student to complete your log for you? Maybe you might inspire an interest in ham radio. It is timely to remind you all that while there is not a lot of time left to submit your logs, it will pass quickly as the final date is the 7th of April 2024. This is required by the very long lead times now for the AR magazine. Following this date, all of the logs will be processed and the results prepared and made available soon after. The results will be shown on the WIA contest page as soon as they are ready. So check that your call is on the list and resend the log if it isn't. It might just be a good time to submit your log now, as you never know what will happen to delay you in the next few days.
IAA UHF World Championship, the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Starts 0 hours UTC Saturday, ends 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. Trans-Tasman Lobing Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL. Yota Contest 2024. The next two sessions of this year's Yota Contest will be from 10 hours to 21:59 hours UTC on 21 July and 29 December on the five classic bands CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. August 17 and 18, Remembrance Day Contest. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date on which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and P29 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RTTY as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is the 17th and 18th August. 44th Alara contest and this Alara contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Eligibility. All licensed operators throughout the world are invited to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to take part using their club's equipment and call sign. Wales work everyone. OMs work Wales only. Your results are in. Grant VK5GR is pleased to announce the results for the 2023 Oceania DX contest.
The Oceania DX contest committee is pleased to announce that the results for the 2023 contest are now available. If you entered the contest last year, head on over to the contest website, oceaniadx.com, where you can see all of the results. It was another excellent event last year, with many records tumbling thanks to some of the best solar conditions we've seen in a long time. We received over 1,000 SSB logs and nearly 750 CW logs in the two contests from amateurs around the world. For Australian amateurs, some of the highlights included the Geelong Amateur Radio Club once again winning the Australia Club plaque, VK3GF winning the Oceania CW Newcomer plaque, VK7 Charlie winning the Florence McKenzie or Mrs. Mac Award, And VK2BJ winning the Oceania CW Single Operator All-Band Low Power Award. Australian stations also did well in the phone multi-1 and multi-2 transmitter categories, being won by VK4A and VK4KW respectively. These and more results can be seen over on the contest website, as well as photos of many of our contesters. So if these results inspire you, then start planning now. This year's contest will be held on October the 5th and 12th respectively. For the WIA News, this has been Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Oceania DX Contest Committee.
DX window to the world. YJ0VK, a near-death confusing call sign, is in operation to our east until April 11. A team of primarily VK ops are manning this Port Vila Vanuatu station. 40 through 6 metres in this, their first week, their focus will be on SSB and CW, with FT8 as a backfill mode. The second week will be CW and FT8. Charles M0OXO is the YJ0VK QSL manager. Global station celebrating April 18 World Amateur Radio Day. Canada. RSA official stations will operate across Canada from 0000 hours Zulu to 23:59 hours Zulu April 18, and there are some 14, and all end with the suffix RAC. Greece. The Radio Amateur Association of Greece will be using call sign SZ0WARD to mark Amateur Radio Day. They'll be on air from April 15 to 30th, with the big day, of course, being April 18. No word as yet as to any official Australian support for the event. Paris. Celebrate the 135th anniversary of the Eiffel Tower's formal inauguration by making contact with Michelle, F8GGZ. He is using the special call sign TM135TE until March 31. That's today UTC time. QSL via the Bureau. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI is located in the northwest of Sydney at Dural. The site was established as a home for VK2WI in 1955 and is now the centre of operations for Amateur Radio New South Wales. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, welcome to the Easter edition of Worldwide Special Interest Group News. First up, it's Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. Park prefix update. In an effort to reorganise the Parks on the Air database in a way that meets ISO standards, POTA has begun rolling out changes to the way park entities are prefixed in many countries. Australia does not seem to be impacted, but from a political perspective, the prefix change has resulted in China choosing to no longer participate in the POTA program due to the newer standard recognising Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan as top-level entities. Beginning with the United States and Puerto Rico, parks previously coded with a K prefix will now be listed with a US prefix. For example, the Appalachian National Scenic Trail was previously K4556 and is now US4556. While the changes are largely seamless from a systems perspective, activators will be required to use the new prefixes when uploading logs. Logging software supporting POTA will also need to be adjusted. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. A growing number of satellite enthusiasts are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, St. Vincent, IOTA NA025. J8NKI is active from Benquai Island IOTA NA025 until April 1st on the HF bands. QSL route for J8NKI is via home call W1DED. Denmark, IOTA EU125, 5P5K. Stefan is active as 5P5K from Ramo Island, IOTA EU125 until May the 6th. Activity will be on 80 to 6 metres using SSB and various digital modes. QSL 5B5K via Stefan's home call, which is DL7AOS. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Old Timers, and also Radio Amateur Young Timers.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6CSW, wishing you a very happy Easter and reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month. Time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's April Bulletin to go to air. This month, as well as the latest club news, I'll be posing the question, was Marlon Loomis the first wireless telegrapher? After which, Bill, VK3BR, tells us about some new medical techniques and the use of radio waves, followed by a discussion of QRM way back in 1903. Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, frequencies and modes can be found on the RAOTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just search for RAOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the April RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program and please join in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Thanks, Clive. Now from the old timers to us new kids on the block. I'm Alec, VK2MV. I am wondering if any young VK hams are Daytona bound this year. On Saturday, May 18th, a special feature of 2024 ARL National Convention, known as Hamvention, will be a youth rally. The youth rally is for us students who are 11 to 21 years of age. While Hamvention offers free tickets for youth aged 12 through 18, advance registration for the youth rally is recommended if you are lucky enough to be in the USA at the time. The youth rally registration fee is $20 and includes a t-shirt, badge, lanyard, and reusable tote bag. Youth rally participants will enjoy a full day of activities, discovery, sharing, and all filled with fun. Rally day begins with the annual Dayton Youth Forum, open to all Hamvention attendees. It will be moderated by well-known amateur radio educator Carol Perry, WB2MGP. The forum includes presentations from young hams covering a variety of amateur radio activities, topics, and technology. And a little closer to home, I will be at our own Aussievention at WIA AGM in Bundaberg on 4th and 5th of May. Maybe I will see you VK Yodas there too. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Thanks, Alec and Clive. Next up, Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. The Radio Society of Sri Lanka has been chosen to host the CNET 2024 convention in September. CNET, the Southeast Asia Amateur Radio Network, was created in 1964 on 20 metres to provide a means of emergency communication and to bring ham radio operators together in fellowship through daily on-air communication at 1200 UTC. Most of the amateurs participating reside in the region, but check-ins take place from around the world. CNET's first convention was held in 1971 in Malaysia. Subsequent conventions have taken place in Australia, Thailand, China, Brunei, India, Singapore, and other locales throughout Southeast Asia. Amateur radio will again be represented at the 2024 National Hurricane Conference, which will be held this year in Orlando, Florida. The National Hurricane Conference is the USA's forum for education and professional training in hurricane and disaster preparedness. With an average of 2,500 attendees from around the country, the conference covers all major aspects of hurricane preparedness, response, and recovery. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, video, ATV, slow scan TV, and other forms such as YouTube. Peter, VK3BFG is your WIA ATV representative. And if you're not watching VK1 WIA National News each week, well, you should be. Bevan, VK5BD produces the video version of the news broadcast each and every week and uploads it to his YouTube channel. You can find the link on our news webpage at wia.org.au or just search YouTube for VK5BD. HamTV and the International Space Station. The HamTV system is back on the ISS. Although it's not expected that the HamTV equipment will be activated for at least a few weeks, the British Amateur Television Club has created a new wiki page which gives a lot of information on how to receive, decode and display the DATV signals from the ISS. There's also a discussion channel available on the site. And that's the segment for this week. If you're travelling over Easter, please take extra care on the roads. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA news for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. A bulletin of news compiled by Amateur Radio New South Wales follows this bulletin from VK1WIA. VK2WI News has coverage throughout Southeast Australia, and clubs, groups and individuals are invited to contribute content by email to news@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
To date, it's 2024. Remember, clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. Now, we only give details as supplied by club officials. We don't take them off other websites around the place. Far too often we've found they are incorrect. But let's get down to business. And with that very special Women's Day edition for Redfest, it's to Robert.
Greetings from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club VK4RC. Robert Thompson, VK4TFN here. Redfest has arrived. 9 a.m. next Saturday, 6th of April, at St Michael's College, Abbey Place, Caboolture. Redfest is definitely the place to be in southeast Queensland next Saturday, with 40 tables of sellers showcasing a range of pre-loved and brand new goodies for the avid ham. You won't leave disappointed. You won't have to look hard to find things like a couple of fully functional FL 2100 amps and two Yaesu MP1000s, operational but needing TLC. Don't forget our spotlight on the ladies this year with three special focus sellers, the display for Malara and, of course, the cafe. Doug has the barbecue heating up already with anticipation of cooking his famous bacon and egg rolls. The Brisbane VHF group will be doing those tech talks demonstrating the all-new ICOM IC905 and explaining the mysteries of microwave propagation. There will be half-hourly lucky door prizes, minor raffle draw prizes, and the major prize of the ICOM ID5100A. Tickets are only $5, available on the day. The fine food is available from 8 a.m. and the sales start at 9 a.m. Entry is only $5. Check out the club website for more details, www.redcliffradioclub.org.au. See you Saturday the 6th of April at Redfest 2024.
Thanks, Robert. Now, the WIA AGM May 4 and 5 in Bundaberg, two full days of fun and activity and lots of speakers. VK2 and 4, Parkfest 4 and 5 of May, Bundaberg and Dorigo. VK3, May 11, Moorabbin and District Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest. Right across VK, it's National Volunteer Week, Monday 20 to Sunday 26. VK5, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships at Mount Gambier, June 8 and 9. The Gold Coast Hamfest happens October 31 somewhere on the Gold Coast. And in VK5, Amateur Radio Experimenters Group Radio and Electronic Sale. When? Saturday, October 26. In VK7, it's the Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3. and in VK3, Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17. Now, until next we meet, this is Graham, VK4 Baker Baker, wishing you all a happy, holy and safe Easter. Walk softly.
Thanks to Graham and the WIA National News Team. Oop. Apologies. Thanks to Graham and the WIA National News Team. This is VK2 WIA News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this morning, Alec VK2MV, and in engineering is Pete VK2LP. The weather here is overcast with a temperature of around 20 degrees Celsius. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 3 millimeters, and our transmitter status is okay. This news bulletin is also streamed live on our website at arnsw.org.au/audio.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. 2010 marked 100 years of organised amateur radio activity in Australia. It was in March 1910 that a meeting held in Sydney evolved into the WIA, the world's oldest national amateur radio society. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin, we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We would welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and the contacts. Don't forget, we always welcome reports on the outcome of recent activities as well. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02944-0123. A reminder that next Sunday sees the end of daylight savings time. Since VK2WI News maintains the same local times of 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m., HF propagation may differ. If you have reception difficulties on radio, you can also listen to the bulletins streamed live on our website, arnsw.org.au/audio. This morning, we welcome listeners on the Echolink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network. Callbacks will also be taken on tonight's bulletin, thanks to John VK3HJQ and the Australian and New Zealand Echolink Network team for making this relay available. A note for members of Amateur Radio New South Wales, a reminder that the date of the 2024 AGM has been moved back 2 weeks to Saturday the 27th of April. HF Antenna Day. Continuing with our presentation program for 2024, members of Amateur Radio New South Wales are invited to the second part of our HF antenna presentation. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 28th of April here at VK2WI Dural. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise and further range of specialist presenters. It's an opportunity to gain insights into portable operation, learn techniques and strategies to enhance your home station, and connect with specialists eager to assist and guide others. The event is catered and RSVP are essential for seating and catering purposes. We are not able to admit walk-ins on the day. Places are limited, so reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au, including your name, call sign, and contact information. Advised by Al, VK2OK, event coordinator for co-coordinator for ARNSW. Weekend solar and geophysical report. This report takes a brief look at the expected space weather conditions over the next few days, and in particular, events that might affect radio propagation conditions. Our regular weekly solar and geophysical report and solar flux index update can be heard on tonight's VK2WI evening news. Data in this report is supplied with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. The significant flare activity earlier in the week reduced by a little Friday to R1 level, with 3 M-class flares. There is still a chance of R1 to R2 flare conditions over the weekend and early into next week. 10 centimeter solar flux should be around 145. There are currently four numbered activity region on the visible solar disk. AR3615 was responsible for the significant flaring late last week and is expected to be the main influence on solar activity for the next 3 days. There is also a chance of S1 solar proton conditions over the weekend. No geo-effective CMEs were observed in the available coronagraph imagery on Friday. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian and Antarctic regions were quiet on Friday and are expected to remain quiet over the weekend and Monday. HF propagation saw maximum usable frequencies on Friday near predicted monthly values, up to 15% enhanced during local day in the southern Australian region and up to 30% enhanced during local night in the northern region. Spread F was observed at Hobart and Canberra during local night hours. MUFs are expected to be near predicted monthly values, up to 50% enhanced until Monday. AT index around 130 is expected for the next few days, above the monthly predicted value of 112. However, shortwave fade-outs are probable.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, the office telephone number is 02 9651 1490, which usually goes to the message bank. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Wison News. Wison has meetups here at Dural on the first Sunday of every month. The next one is on next Sunday from 9 a.m. VRA Rescue New South Wales recently announced the establishment of a new state rescue group, Metro Squad, so VRA's Wayne Dreghorn will present an information session about the new squad and the implications for Wison. All members are encouraged to attend. Wison is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. The next Memory Walk in New South Wales is at Spears Point on the Central Coast on the 12th of May. The memory walks are great starter events for new or rusty Wison members, as they take only a couple of hours. Wison also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Wison event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Wison Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice, depending on the week. All Wison members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Tonight, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Chatswood 2-meter FM repeater, 147.150 MHz, with net controller VK2WIC. The 6:30 p.m. net will be on Wison's Kurrajong VHF DMR repeater, followed at 6:45 p.m. by a net on Wison's VRA P25 repeater. Wison New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specializing in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Wison supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Wison New South Wales website at nsw.wicen.org.au. Wison is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Wison activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Wison groups around Australia, visit the web at wison.org.au.
Club news. We start this week with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The club's April general meeting will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 6th of April, at the SES building in Port Macquarie. The April coffee morning is at 10 a.m. on the Thursday, the 11th of April, at Brooklyn's Burger Bar, Thrumster. It is now time to plan to attend the club's 48th annual field day. It is at the Wauchope Showground Hall on Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th of June, during the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be at Port Macquarie Golf Club on Saturday night,
Don't forget to book accommodation early, as this area is very popular. It is a very popular holiday destination during the long weekend. You can camp at the Wauchope Showground in your tent, caravan, or motorhome. Details are on the Wauchope Showground website. The next Foundation License Training and Assessment Weekend will be held as soon as sufficient candidates have registered. Candidates for the Foundation License and for assessments of four grades of a license can register their interest via the contact form on the ARC website. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-meter repeater. 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 subaudible tone for access, and on Echolink as VK2 RPM-R. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. This site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The March edition has been delayed, but will be published in early April. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. From Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The Carryong Club rooms are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the club rooms on Saturday, April 6th, the club will hold its monthly business meeting at 1 p.m, preceded by a barbecue at midday. Details will be emailed to the members during the week. At the VK2RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-meter repeater, D-Star, RadNet DMR, and 2-meter Echolink 70 centimeters and 23 centimeters are fully functional. The Weissen UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au. It is configured to listen on 6 meters, 2 meters, and 70 centimeters, and 23 centimeters. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. It's on the VK2 RAG 2-meter repeater, 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone, and on the CCARC, NSW, and Ham Echolink conferences. It is also live-streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone 02-434-02500, or social media, search up Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to like, to follow for updates. 73's Alum, VK2MG, Publicity Officer, Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. The next meeting of the club is on Friday the 5th of April at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open from 7 p.m. April's guest speaker will be Russell Bryant, an all-round radio scanner aficionado, who will give us the benefit of his broad experience in the field from simple systems to the modern complex devices seen today. The club rooms are also open twice a month from about 10 a.m. on the morning of the first and third Sundays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. The club has several weekly nets and have details in activities on the air later in this bulletin. And a new net time, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on the first and third Sunday of the month. The net is on the club's 6-meter repeater and 70 centimeter repeater on the net at second and fourth Sunday. The next foundation class will be on the Saturday, the 13th of April. Upgrade classes continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's resources and exam days do fill up quickly. Please contact Club Secretary Irene VK2VAN via email to secretary@bmarc.org for class dates, to register, or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. Stephen, VK2, TSG, President, Blue Mountains Club, Amateur Radio Club. St. George Amateur Radio Society. The next gathering of the Society is this coming Wednesday, the 3rd of April. The Society's gatherings are now at Mortdale RSL Club. The club is in Macquarie Place, a 5-minute walk from the Mortdale Railway Station. The club has excellent dining facilities, and members are encouraged to arrive early for a bite to eat before the gathering. At the gathering, as well as the business staff, there will be a presentation by Peter, VK2EMU, on 3D printing and laser cutting for amateur radio. While 3D printing is not new, in the last few years, the prices of machines have dropped, so they are now affordable for casual hobbyists. Many items useful to radio experimenting can be either printed or laser cut. Example of various items will be displayed, and open source software for designing 3D prints and laser cuts will be demonstrated. Attendees with items that they have 3D printed or laser cut are invited to bring them along. If you or somebody you know is interested in becoming licensed or upgrading their license, the St. George's Amateur Radio Society's next foundation course and examinations weekend is in late April. Details are on the website. Details about the Society's repeaters, courses, along with the Society's other activities are on the website www.sgars.org. All are invited to the next gathering of the Society, now at Mortdale RSL Club, 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 3rd of April. 73 DE Peter, VK2 EMU, Publicity Officer, St. George Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kilohertz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kilohertz. And Amateur Radio Central West Group, lunchtime net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2 ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. And the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR Net, also at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net, 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other Waverley activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net, 8 p.m. on 146.8 MHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kHz. There's also 2 metre nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m., there's the Haddock net 3608.5 kHz, the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net on VK2RBM 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group Net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armidale and District Amateur Radio Club Net is at 8:30 PM on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society Net 12 PM on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St. George Amateur Radio Society, 8 PM on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 PM on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 AM, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 PM, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, Westlake Stone the Crows Net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, 7:30 PM on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625, and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR Net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM, Wison New South Wales Nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR or HF, and 6:45 PM on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02 944 0123.
On tonight's evening bulletin at 7:30 PM, with full local and state news plus technical features, your announcer will be Al VK2OK with Peter VK2BEU as engineer. That's all from VK2WI news for this morning. Your announcer has been Alec VK2MV, and your engineer has been Pete VK2LP. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX in Mount Binto, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. On VK2RNC, Newcastle, Paul VK2APA is standing by. And on the Central Coast, Steve VK2SKC will be taking callbacks on both 6 and 2 meter repeaters at VK2RAG. Here at VK2WI, we will listen to callbacks, four callbacks to those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I will start with 160, 20, 80, and then 30. In engineering, Pete will take callbacks on 20, and we'll do the VHF and UHF frequencies, and we'll advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.